Alexa, play
The Rich Eisen Show.
Here's a station you might like.
Do you think that Tua should be a $50 million quarterback?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Tua Tagovailoa is definitely going to have a salary that starts at a four. But this is the interesting conversation to have.
Earlier on the show, NFL VP of Broadcast Planning, Mike North. Coming up, CBS Sports lead broadcaster, Jim Nantz. Voice of ESPN's Monday Night Football, Joe Buck. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Folks are standing by to start, standing up for their team, becoming team stands for their squads. Now that we know a schedule that exists, weeks 1 through 18 of the regular season of the National Football League, that went down last night. Well, pleased to be part of another schedule release show on NFL Network, my 21st one of those as of last night. Great stuff with the rest of the crew of NFL Network. Really enjoyed it. And now I'm sitting here getting ready to talk to two guys who I was on the show with last night through Zoom. They're going to Zoom in as well from their respective spots. Jim Nantz of CBS in about 15 minutes. Joe Buck about an hour from now on this show tomorrow. Sue Bird will be zooming in to talk about what we're going to see tonight in Indiana and what we saw in Connecticut last Tuesday when Caitlin Clark suited up for the Indiana Fever in her first games as a professional in games that count. Obviously, there's lots of other stuff going on in the WNBA, and Sue Bird will be joining us. Susie's sitting in for Chris Brockman today and tomorrow as well. You'll be sitting in this chair next Monday and Tuesday as I tap out for a couple of days. Good to see you, Suze.
Good to see you.
And DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts, is in his position. And TJ Jefferson, good to see you.
The brother that sits in the corner. That's me.
Why do you say that?
That's my role.
The co-host moniker.
I know. I'm just trying to come up with
the co-host moniker.
Since what I thought I was, we're just trying to come up with our own titles. That's all. Mike's an audio engineer, man. That's a great title.
When you run into all your friends in this town, mm-hmm. when you actually leave your house,
which is a lot,
he leaves his house a lot.
You guys all.
When you walk past the ping pong table that's still boxed up from The Price Is Right from 2 years ago,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Actually, the anniversary of that just
it was May the 4th.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah.
And so when you do that, and folks are saying, "How's it going on the show?" or they for some reason don't know you're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. How do you refer to yourself?
Well, for the first 2 years, I was just I work on this show.
Okay, so now what do you now? What
and
do you
then
do?
For the last couple months, I was I'm one of the co-hosts of a show.
All right, call yourself that. That's fine.
But now since I'm not, like I said, I'm just trying to.
There you are.
I like brother in the corner. I like Graham Maester.
I don't like that actually.
What?
That's how you refer to yourself.
Brother in the corner. Or the co-host.
But you're the BIC of the RES, is that what you're saying?
Why not?
You're the BIC?
It sounds like don't put baby in the corner. We should start playing Dirty Dancing.
But you should definitely.
But I want it to be in this corner. Though.
That's you did. You've chosen this spot.
Yeah.
Okay. At any rate.
I don't know.
We're all here for hour number two on the program. Before we get to the phone lines, again, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. There is one open if anybody wants to jump in here. Week one is the one that I look at, the first part of a schedule, outside of, who's on Thanksgiving and things of that nature. We already knew the first two games being Kansas City hosting the Ravens and then the Brazil game, the Packers and the Eagles. And then the rest of the schedule, we knew as well, Jets and Niners were going to be the first Monday nighter. We learned last night that the league decided to put the Rams right back in the spot where their season ended in Detroit. And that was a Sunday night wild card weekend game. That was the best wild card game. Best wild card game of last year. Hands down, Lions and the Rams, they went right down to it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
And the atmosphere was lit. It was totally nuts. And I think we'll see that again. And now Jared Goff has been pizzayed. He spoke today. We'll get to that later on. And I think Stafford wants to have a little bit more, cronky dollars in his contract before that all works out. We already knew Cowboys were going to be at the Browns in a late window on Fox leading up until that game. Jaden Daniels' first career game will be at Tampa while we're watching the Browns host the Cowboys on Fox. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be interesting to see. Jaden Daniels take on Baker Mayfield, and the Buccaneers will be at home after they made the divisional playoff round. The first Jim Harbaugh game on CBS. It will be the Raiders in town. And I just think that is a dynamite first Jim Harbaugh game because Antonio Pierce has a very similar mentality to Jim Harbaugh's mentality, which is we are just going to just win this line of scrimmage. We are going to dominate you. We are going to be physical. And also, it'll be a test to see how Harbaugh has grabbed the lapels of this town here. Because since the Chargers moved up from San Diego, just telling no lies here, the Charger home games have been road games for a lot of teams.
Road home games.
For them. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So the road teams have been the home team, and the home team's been the road team for a lot of games for the Chargers' new home in SoFi.
Factual.
And that has been the case for many times, but for no team more than the Raiders. And when, you know, the Rams moved back here and the Chargers moved up here, the conversation for a lot of people in this town was, why not the Raiders over either of these two teams?
Yeah, a lot of
because
fans.
The Rams moved to Anaheim before they moved to St. Louis. And, you know, the Chargers have never really had much of a presence up here. That's the conversation you hear from Raiders fans here in Los Angeles.
Facts.
And so, you know, Harbaugh you see on billboards all over the place here. And the Chargers have a sense of, in this town, of being renewed and rebooted. Like if they had only come into town with this guy being their head coach right off the bat. And that's the conversation a lot of folks in this town have been saying, is that the Chargers should have done that right off the bat when they moved into Los Angeles.
Do you know if they reached out?
To Harbaugh?
Yeah.
I'm sure they did, but at the time when the Chargers moved up here, Jim had yet to go on the scorching run he went on over the last 3 years. So let's see how that affects who's in the stands and how many people are wearing silver and black. And I bet you Harbaugh is going to address those issues from the podium in the weeks leading up to that game. I think that is just a dynamite week one game that is, you know, sneaky good. You take a look at the rest of that schedule, late window. It's the don't let the door hit you on the way out, Russ Bowl with Denver at Seattle.
Right.
Then the early games. Then the early games. You got the Steelers and the Falcons. Now, Kirk Cousins' first game, we're assuming he'll be healthy enough to start week one. What a dynamite game that is. Russell Wilson will be in Atlanta for Pittsburgh. Unless Justin Fields beats him out.
Either way, Russ will be there.
And that's Justin. Well, I mean, if Justin beats him out, then he'll be starting in his hometown. And that'll be just a fascinating week one matchup. With the Steelers feeling renewed coming off of a playoff season that few people will give them credit for. TJ Watt, we're assuming, will just be as dominant as ever. And why not? Love the matchup.
The addition of Patrick Queen there, too.
Exactly. Can't wait to see that. Good mention. You've got the two teams that supposedly knocked on the Patriots' door for Drake May facing one another. Sam Darnold versus Drew Locke. J.J. McCarthy versus a suddenly healthy Daniel Jones. What are we going to see in that week one game? The Vikings and the Giants starting guys that are not named Drake May, who will probably be on the bench in Cincinnati watching the Patriots take on the Bengals in week one.
Looking forward to the debut of Maserati Marv there.
Maserati Marv in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Against a revamped secondary for the Buffalo Bills. So Kyler Murray, and hey, if you're Arizona playing in a dome in the NFC West, and you know you got to go to Buffalo, and you see it's the Sunday after Labor Day, you're like, sold.
Thank you.
Sold.
Glad it wasn't November.
Yeah, it wasn't November, December, right? You know what I mean? Love the matchup as well. Texans right back in Indianapolis where their season ended. That was the de facto playoff game of week 18 last year. Winner in, loser goes home.
Hopefully Anthony Richardson will be healthy and we'll get that Stroud.
That's right. That's right. Jaguars and Dolphins.
Shagwars. I don't know them.
That's right. From the Titans video. Jaguars and Dolphins. Trevor Lawrence versus Tua.
Tua.
In that one. And then the first game for Caleb Williams will be against Will Levis and the suddenly Derrick Henry-less Tennessee Titans. Brian Callahan, the new head coach, putting his new look Titans out there on the field in Chicago. And then Carolina will be in New Orleans. So Bryce Young, who I imagine has played in, did he play a national championship game in the Superdome? I imagine he must have, as Alabama, must have played in the Superdome before. Clearly he did last year as the quarterback of the Panthers. So an NFC South tilt for that one. And that's your week one slate.
I'm looking forward to this Bears offense too, man. This is going to be fun.
And that's your week one slate. Jacoby Brissett, no doubt, will start for the Pats.
I like the single Monday night game back on week one.
Yeah, I do too.
I those two games.
Because yeah, Monday night is going to have two games on the same Monday night, weeks 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And Joe Buck will talk about that.
That first.
It's funny, last night I said to Joe on NFL Network, I'm like, do you know which one of those you're going to be yeah. calling? And he's like, the one that says ABC next to it.
His response was great.
Didn't he say what, Always
yes,
Buck
always, oh, you know,
Company?
Aikman
Buck Company.
Company, yes.
That's what he said.
Yes.
That's what ABC stands for.
Always be closing.
Suze, do we bring up that Joe Buck once surprised me? You once surprised me through Joe back
yeah,
in the day?
Yeah, we can do that. You've had a lot of weird things with Joe, with surprises and setups, etc. We could go down that road.
Yeah. I was there at one of his charity events on my birthday, and Suze surprised me by flying in.
I forgot about that.
Susie.
So great.
Susie, don't.
This is what happens when you're married to somebody for 21 years.
Totally
it makes it just
that.
So much better.
We were long distance. We were long distance dating. I hadn't seen her in forever. I flew to St. Louis. She flew in. And Joe knew about the surprise.
That's true love right there.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that until right now. I was just mired in the Jacoby Brissett sadness about what the season's going to look
like. We'll do the Patriots win-loss game later on with a special guest, but that's coming up. Let's take a break because Jim Nance is zooming in from Valhalla for the – oh, look at that. I love that photograph of Jim Nance right there. He's going to be joining us next, the voice of the NFL on CBS, next on The Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least – the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, Your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the radio audience, return, sneak in another social media extravaganza on a schedule release. The Chiefs used like a hydraulic press.
I love this.
To smash the competition, or because they crushed last year.
These are awesome.
These are great.
Smashing some Baltimore good stuff, and then some chili for the Bengals.
This is so good.
Our kids would love this, just to see stuff just getting squozed and blown up, right, Sue?
Yeah, there's a couple, like, TikTok and Instagram pages where they just have hydraulic presses just melting.
That's Peaches. There's some Chargers getting smashed here. Peaches for the Falcons. Wow.
The best
a lot of gas right there. Saints. Here's some beads for the Saints.
That's so good.
Okay. Oh, they're going to crush bye week, I guess?
Yeah, they're going to go on vacation, play a little volleyball.
All right. Very good.
49ers.
Gold.
Gold coins.
Or is that, no, that looks like Hanukkah gelts, right, Suze?
That's a waste of chocolate.
That is, yeah. Right? The Raiders chips and dice.
Vegas, great. Yeah,
oh, like my gosh.
That makes sense.
All right. The Buccaneers. Oh, my goodness. Man. Oh, wow. All right.
Messages.
Who comes up with this stuff?
You're good.
I don't like it. It's a toy.
Actually, it looks like a toy horse.
You're not going to like the one that's coming up.
The Bills.
I'm just going to ruin some wings like
some
that?
Wings.
Oh, I mean, TJ, what are we doing here?
Someone could eat.
The better be blue cheese. The Panthers.
Uh-oh. What is that?
Like candles or something? I don't know.
I didn't get that one.
Hold on a minute. Oh, they just go back to the same thing with the Raiders from before. All right.
Chargers.
More Chargers. Getting it blown up. All right. We're almost through this.
Browns? What is that? Chocolate, it looks like.
What is that? Is
it's
that dog food? Oh, it's dog food. No, it's dog food because it's the dog pound.
The dog pound.
I imagine.
The Texans is some
rope. It's a lasso?
A lasso. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I can't go. Can't cry.
Oh, there we go. All right. They finally got it. Steelers. Is that steel?
Piece of iron. Steel.
Okay. All right. Oh, get out of it before you look at the horse again. Oh, Susie won't like that. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Last time I think he was on anything to do with this studio was with you and Amy for What the Football, right, Susie?
And he was a magnificent guest, as Amy would say.
Well, because he is just magnificent. Completing the tradition unlike any other, despite having the PGA Championship happening as we talk, the great Jim Nance from CBS. Good to see you, Jim. How are you?
Hello, friends and family. Yes, last time I was on this show, I had the pleasure of being able to talk to Suze and Amy, and we had a ball. We didn't miss you at all, Rich, but I am so happy to continue this tradition of the day after as we go through all the different permutations from scheduled release night. That was some piece of video, by the way. I was just watching.
You're at the Chiefs going through this.
Oh, yeah.
How many of those games are you calling? You're calling a lot of them, right?
I've got probably five of them at least. Eight Chiefs games are on CBS during the season. So let's go through it. Week two, yes. Week four, yes. Possibly week 10, week 11. Yes. Right now, week 12, believe it or not, that's our primary game on a regional week is KC at Carolina. Yeah. And then probably the game at Denver on week 18, who knows? That's a crapshoot, but I just rattled off five that I would say are pretty certain.
Yeah. Right. And, cause again, there's a lot of days of the week that the Chiefs are playing on. They're playing on 6 days of the week. The last team to do that were the 1927 New York Yankees, which used to exist in this sport. So they're really all over the map. They're all over the days of the week, and so it's quite a gauntlet because you know how teams just and coaches do not like anything out of the ordinary, anything that busts out of the routine. And so you see this schedule for the Chiefs, and there's four short weeks. They're playing on every day but Tuesday. It's kind of unique, Jim. And you know what it takes to three-peat since you called a ton of Brady games back in the day as well, you know?
Well, as you know, we've never seen in the modern era a three-peat. So in the NFL, I'm sure Andy Reid is not happy with that schedule, particularly as you get late in the season. You mentioned it, the Saturday, the 21st, to have a game against Houston, and then to turn around and play on Christmas Day for the second straight year, by the way, they play on Christmas Day. Tony and I were there for the Raiders at KC on Christmas Day this past season, but then they'll be at Pittsburgh this year. That's not going to be a whole lot of fun. I would think that this is not something that would be ideal for Kansas City. Everybody's out to get them, they get everybody's best shots. And, you know, it's all about, particularly late in the year, it's about recovery time. How do you get your body healthy after all the pounding of months and months of being able to stay upright all that time? And then you've got, I don't know, we'll see. You know, listen, the stats show that the frequency of injury does not go up with a shorter week. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about rest, yeah, more than anything. Just the rest to be able to be at peak performance. But listen, they're the Chiefs. They figured out. They really do. And we'll be gratefully there to see a lot of those games unfold.
Yeah, again, you got Bengals at Chiefs in week two, and then you mentioned Chiefs and Chargers. I don't know how many broadcast meetings you did with Jim Harbaugh when he was in San Francisco, but just the fact that he's back in the league and back in this town here in Los Angeles and bringing his style of play to the AFC West, that is just going to be dynamite, Jim. I look forward to that game myself, and I'm wondering about you.
I do too. The Chargers really intrigue me. I don't know what our week one assignments will be. It's a regional week. Fox has the doubleheader with Dallas and Cleveland. Our crew, I'm sure, if we took a vote right now, and again, I'm at a golf event, so I haven't had a chance to powwow yet with Romo or Tracy or Jim Rickoff, our producer, Mike Arnold. But I think all of us would be unanimous in wanting to have Harbaugh's debut. It's a 4:05 game hosting the Raiders. Because to me, there's going to be week one. What are the biggest stories? I'll give you the four biggest stories week one in the NFL. Here you go.
Go for it.
You've got the Chiefs opening. What does that look like in the game against Baltimore? The fact that the league is going to be playing in Brazil, and that's a very sexy matchup with Green Bay and Philadelphia. That's two. Three is going to be the Harbaugh debut. And the fourth is going to be the Brady debut in the booth.
Yeah.
Those are the four biggest stories, I think, going into week one that everybody can't wait to see.
Yeah. I mean, and that's going to be Brady, as you mentioned, between Dallas and Cleveland, in Cleveland. Yeah. I'm with you with that Raiders and Chargers game, Jim. I was just talking before you logged in from Valhalla there, that it's going to be interesting to see the crowd, which has been very Raiders heavy anytime there's been a Raiders game in Los Angeles. And Harbaugh will, I think, put a calling card on the table here that he's going to bring a style of play, and Antonio Pierce got the gig, you could say, clinched on that Christmas Day with you and Tony, yes, in Kansas City, right? I mean, with that,
absolutely,
where they just hit the Chiefs in the mouth, and it was the last time the Chiefs lost last year. I'm with you. I'd put my marker on that game too, if I were you. You know,
it's funny. You remember, you're so good about remembering some of these details, but the game was a pretty big line in favor of Kansas City. And if you would have been told that the quarterback for the Raiders, Aiden O'Connell, that day did not complete a pass the last three quarters of the football game, and that they would win at Arrowhead, you wouldn't have believed it, but they did. And yes, that game sealed the job for him. I don't have any doubt. But it's a new time in Charger land. I don't think there's any doubt. We all know he's going to succeed. We all know that he knows how to win. He knows how to construct and be the architect of a winning program. There's no doubt. We've all been kind of waiting for that to happen. He's got that prize gem in Justin Herbert. Love the kid. Love his game. I think our crew might see them not only week one, that's questionable, but we for sure will see them week four with the Kansas City game, and probably week three, which is a regional game Chargers at the Steelers. Looks like to be the best 1 o'clock game on our schedule week three. So we might get very familiar with the Chargers early. And I expect most times you get a coaching change, you think, hey, give him a couple of years, go through the process. If you look at Harbaugh, his record, he wins right away. I expect that's going to happen this year too.
Jim Nance here on the Rich Eisen Show. Also, again, you're a Houston guy, and they have something going on, Jim, and I'm not telling any tales out of school, but the Texans seem to have a unicorn at quarterback. I don't think last year was an outlier at all. And I'm wondering, what are people in that town saying now that the Texans are coming off of an AFC South championship with C.J. Stroud? They get Stephon Diggs coming to them now to add to the mix. And maybe you're going to start calling more Houston games than you're used to calling on CBS.
Well, it won't be this year. The way the schedule worked out, it was not Houston-centric in our national windows, I'm sorry to say. It's just there's a lot of mouths to feed. So there's going to be situations like that where you don't get everything that you want. No one does. Our main event with Houston for our crew would be Houston at Green Bay week 7, Sunday, October 20th. Is going to be our primary regional game. You see on the schedule Buffalo on October 6th. That's a doubleheader day on CBS. That will be going to a great part of the country as our lead 1 o'clock game. Romo and I will be in LA that day out visiting you and have the Rams and Green Bay at the Rams. But the Houston team, there is some magic. There's no doubt. And that city is such a football town. They're stirred to a frenzy about this. And yeah, I mean, Nico Collins somehow gets lost in the mix. The guy's really good. Tank Dell will be back, ready to go. He's, as you know, he got injured and had, you know, a scary off-the-field incident about a month ago. But C.J. Stroud is a star. And although they're not featured prominently on our air, they are given 6 national windows this year. 6. So the league sees what's coming. And just like I'm accustomed to a heavy diet of New England, of course, you got to start winning championships. But, I mean, I did over 100 New England games during the Brady Belichick era. And now I feel like I'm living in Kansas City a good part of my year. But I think Houston's going to see – we're going to see Houston a lot. And that would make me very happy in the years to come.
One that jumped off the schedule to me for CBS, Jim Nance, the 10th of November, week 10. You know what? Like, this is old school Summerall Brookshire CBS days here, right? Like,
I love it.
Like Philly at Dallas. How about that one, Jim?
Yeah, that's not one you, in the old days, you'd be accustomed.
Yeah.
I say old days, the current old days.
Right.
But as the AFC network, it's unusual to get such a choice game out of what in theory is part of the Fox lineup. But to get Philly at Dallas is definitely one of the gems on our calendar. And the very next week, as you saw, we've got KC and Buffalo again. So we got back-to-back blockbusters right there at 4:25. I'm thrilled to have Philly-Dallas. You know, back in the super old days, you're talking the summer old days, when I was the number 2 play-by-play guy, I saw that game. I had that game. I had Dallas-Philly a few times, so... it's always the stakes are high. You know it's going to be meaningful when they meet in November. That's our only Dallas game on the CBS schedule. There's usually a couple, but you're just one. But it's a good one. That's a really, really appealing game.
Before I let you go, Jim, you got 2 cents on how Brady's going to do? Again, I know it's another network and it's not your table, but you are – somebody who sits next to a quarterback who just slipped right into the role of being an analyst and being on a major broadcast like Romo, and you know Brady. So I'll give you the floor on what you think is, as you even pointed out, is a storyline for an NFL first week.
Yes, it is, because he's Tom Brady, and I know Tom extremely well, as do you. He's a friend. I've talked to him as he started to enter this journey and how to prepare and kind of behind the scenes look at how this should all work. I know that you're aware that he's talked to a lot of people in our industry. just to pick some brains about what the process is like. He's got a curious mind. He's got a work ethic that's second to none. And I think he'll do very well. I don't have any doubt about it. He'll do really, really well.
And I guess
he doesn't know any other way. You know, he doesn't know any other way. He'll figure it out and he'll get that sense of timing. I trust he'll probably do a few practice games in August. And by the time they get going, he'll be ready. He definitely will be ready.
And before I let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the current leaderboard for the PGA Championship and Xander Schauffele with a 9-under par first round. And there's Rory trying to get to 6-under with Tony Finau before he gets off the course. How do you handicap the PGA Championship that you'll be calling on CBS this week?
Well, thank you for that. We're also a great start here. The round by Xander finished about 20 minutes ago. His round of 62 matches the lowest round in the history of major championship golf, which has only been around for 164 years. No one's ever shot lower than what he shot today. It's the fourth time someone's shot 62, and he's got two of them. He shot 62 in the opening round last year at LA Country Club in the U.S. Open. So this is a little bit of a repeat what we had last week. For those who were following it, was McIlroy and Schauffele tangled all weekend at the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow Club with Rory prevailing. And they're both off to a great start here today. So a lot of birdies, soft conditions, second major of the year in golf. Scottie Scheffler hasn't even teed off yet. So we got a long way to go. But, man, it looks like it's going to be fun. And this place has a history, Rich, of producing some epic moments. For example, Tiger Woods in 2000 battling Bob May, extra holes. Everything that's happened here at Valhalla has had high drama and memorable finishes. Their highlight reel here is pretty impressive, and I think they're ready to add another seminal moment.
But for the way that Scheffler's playing, for somebody to just say, I put up a 62 before you even taken the first tee, that's a heck of a number to post and sit in the clubhouse before Scheffler even pegs it up.
It's a great point. He's the one guy that can be pretty mentally resilient to that. He won't even look at it. That could really bother some people to know, my gosh, I've already got a lot of shots to make up. But it's only Thursday. If he goes and shoots anything under par, he will be just fine, and I expect he will. The biggest question is, what kind of shape is this game in? He and his wife, Meredith, had their first child 8 days ago, a little boy named Bennett. So has he been able to somehow balance that in his life, being a dad and all the joy and excitement that comes with that, and the time you want to spend those first days, and maybe sleep deprived? Who knows? He hasn't played since he's won his last two starts, having won the Masters and the week after at Hilton Head. So I'm very excited about it. It's a great week. They got the schedule release. I get all geeky about the schedule release for whatever reason. I can almost memorize it within a day. As you can tell, I'm rattling off a lot of these games and dates and weeks. I've already pretty much absorbed it and processed it. And now I got to turn my attention to a little championship and major championship in golf.
How cool is that? Awesome. I'm not usually a name dropper, but when Susie and I went to the Hollywood Bowl and saw the quartet of Nate Bargatze and Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan and Sebastian Maniscalco, sitting right there in front of me was your buddy Fred Couples, who looks frozen in time, Jim. Frozen yes. In time, you know.
Well, he is he's the greatest friend you could ever have. He's just an all-world human being. And we've known each other a long time, since he was 17 and I was 18. And I love him to death. He'll be watching every single minute of this PGA Championship. He doesn't compete on this tour anymore at this level. Plays a little bit of Champions Golf. But I'm extremely proud to have been able to share the journey with him. And he keeps saying, he hasn't done it, he keeps saying, I'm coming out, I'm going to hang out with you and Tony for a couple of games this season. So, Freddie, if you're listening, and there's a pretty good probability he is, I'll call you the next few weeks, and we'll start circling some games on the calendar.
I love it. Well, he should only do it since he's the one who told you to knock on Don Allmire's door when you were just trolling around the Houston Open, right? And he said you might as well just knock on his door and see if you want to work in the business. And now look at you, Jim.
You know what? That's impressive that you can dial that one, pull that one out of a file in your head somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Rich, that's impressive. But that is true. And I guarantee you that when you tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around and saw it was you, he got the biggest thrill in the world out of having a chance to visit with you, because he is a sports fan and a fan of our industry and people that call it.
Well, it was good to see him, and it's always great to see you. And hopefully you're enjoying the cranberries chocolates that Sue sent your way, Jim.
Incredible. Susie, that was above and beyond.
Jim, that you really are above and beyond. Are you kidding? It's my pleasure. Aunt Leia.
Let's do it again.
You did say that you would be our first guest of the fall, so I didn't forget that. I have a return label for you with double the cranberries if
there
that
you go.
Happens.
I'm in.
Deal.
Have a great cast, Jim. Be well.
I'm actually heading to the booth right now for a little cameo here on the Thursday coverage, and I hate to go. I want to stay on the show a little bit longer, but... yeah, I'm being called.
No, got it. Take care, Jim. Thanks for the time.
All the best, you guys. Thanks, man.
There you go. Jim Nantz continuing the new tradition unlike any other, which is coming on this program after the schedule's released. The one and only Jim Nantz.
He's so elegant, don't you think?
But he's an A++++ storyteller and genuine. Like, literally the guy you see on the air is the guy.
How about the fact that he's about to call this weekend, and yet he's already memorized this total debacle right here.
That's not.
But he has it memorized. Just as I was just looking at this absolute craziness grid,
I'm dying.
I've memorized it left to right, front and back. And,
right.
And have a great story about week 53.
That's right. You know, and but also knows, that's week 9 and then week 10 and then week 11. I've got that after. You know the answer to this question I'm going to ask you anyway as well. You know who also is like that.
Yes.
With his schedule.
Yes, I do.
The great Albino. He's the same exact one.
Yep.
Cut from the same cloth. And that's why they both have all the Emmys and are Hall of Famers and are A++ professionals.
Also, you will never retire ever because it keeps you so sharp. I mean, there's no one sharper than Al. And it's because he's constantly thinking.
Right.
And this is an incredible, this is like Sudoku.
Sudoku.
Yeah.
Why? Because you,
Susie, it's not that bad.
This is a nightmare.
But you have no idea. Susie is brilliant at many things.
Yes.
Which is a great setup for me now to, you know, stick my foot in
your mouth.
Math, yes. Not so much.
Right. No. But there are certain math. Like this sort of stuff, you know, downloading apps.
Not good.
No. Not good?
Oh, no, there's Suze, certain things like, you know,
it's all easy.
But teach you. Teach you how to download an app.
Yeah.
Did you know that you have to update an app?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I just learned this yesterday.
You didn't know.
Yeah. She's like calling me up. She's saying, you know, this app's not working. Like, it's my fault.
Susie,
it was his fault.
It's not my fault.
How was I supposed to know that you're supposed to download or refresh an app?
Anytime an app's not working, your first go-to should go to the app store and update it and see if it needs updating.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, it's not.
When I'm in the kitchen, supporting you.
By the way, my new excuse,
yeah.
If I'm not paying attention and Rich yells at me, is going to be I'm downloading a new version of the app.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be using that a lot.
Yeah, I will.
But, you know,
I love this stuff. I love
it. You don't need to do that during the show.
No. I can do it automatically. I do it overnight.
Yeah, well, because he's busy looking at cat videos and doing his banking during
Correct.
The show. So he doesn't need to.
All right, let's take a break. People are waiting to talk to us and play the win-loss game. Joe Buck, top of the next hour as well. This is the Rich Eisen Show on a post-schedule release Thursday.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about
how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Where'd the nickname Showtime come from?
It was my godfather, Troy Hawkins. Him and my dad, but really him. They would watch me play, and I would make the diving plays and stuff like that in baseball. And they said it was Showtime when I was on the field. And so they always used to call me Showtime, especially my godfather, LaTroy.
LaTroy Hawkins. That is a name I have not heard in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick. Look, I appreciate you calling in here greatly. And I appreciate the text exchange that I had with you the other day where you were gentle in rejecting my suggestion to give you a new nickname of the Patrol. I really appreciate that, Patrick.
It was a good idea. I just kind of was playing down the nicknames as much as possible at that point.
So it's okay. Great. So you're saying
whatever works for you.
No, hold on a second. You're saying that it's not a judgment on the actual creativity of the nickname. It's just you attempting to be humble, tamping down any of the accolades right now because you're focused on winning. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, just for me in general, I mean, it's all about the football. It's all about the team. And so I know that the nicknames are a cool thing to do with the social media and everything that's around right now. But for me, it's all about just being a teammate and someone that's just a part of this organization and a part of a team that wants to win.
So if you had an ego, let's put it in a box here. You have an ego. You don't care about being humble at all. You're just pounding your chest. Nickname of the Patrol. Do you like it? Be honest.
I don't know. There's been so many nicknames that have came out lately, and I'm just going to kind of keep it at just Patrick right now.
You're being polite. I like it. How you're being.
Yeah, thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Not my finest moment. Not going to lie. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, game time tickets. Make sure you put it on your phone right now, certainly with the basketball playoffs entering the final two rounds. And if you're wondering how cool it would be to be at one of these games, seeing the crowd go crazy like in Denver or last night, seeing things go down for the Celtics, guess what? Game Time's an authorized ticket marketplace for basketball, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. Use the app features listed in Customize Your Spot, and basically what you can do is get last-minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. You can buy MLB tickets just as easy as well. But in terms of the basketball tickets, playoffs, and finals coming up, use Game Time. Takes the guesswork straight out. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. How you doing over there, Suze? Everything good over there?
Yeah.
Everything good?
I have a code too, I think. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
You
WTF.
Do, but that's for your show. We can't confuse people.
I know, but I'm just
here.
Letting you know that
I know you want your code to beat everybody. You're just so competitive.
Well, like, I wanted to let people know. I mean, there is a new What the Football coming out next week.
That's true.
And I have a code, too.
Great. Good.
I'm going to go back to the kitchen.
No, stop saying that.
Oh, I can't. It's too fun.
Can we talk about this real quick, though? You know, you're terrific at so many things.
Is this about me not being able to download an app again?
No. No, seriously, though, that you're great at so many things. And the idea that somebody like you could be sitting in a commencement ceremony
or our daughter could be sitting there and somebody gets up and says that sort of thing to somebody like yourself or your daughter. It's just outrageous. It's completely outrageous. And I know you've been having your fun with it throughout this program. But, you know, and for those who basically are saying, you know, he has his right to say, of course he has his right to say whatever he wants to say. And that, you know, that might be his belief system. But to say that people who are about to receive their diplomas are being lied to diabolically because they are being told that some title that awaits them through their hard work isn't as rewarding as sitting at home and being a mother or being a homemaker. And you have many moments that you cherish as being a mom, but you are also a professional and you are the greatest multitasker I know anywhere. And the way that you hold up our family, I can't believe I'm turning this into a testimonial right now, but it's the truth. The way that you hold up our family and hold your own as a professional, as our children like to remind me, you're the only one in the family with an Emmy Award. So it's just an outrage, you know? So
if I could say one thing quickly,
sure.
And I will anyway, right? So number one, I'm lucky because I have a partner in Thelma. We have someone who helps me be able to realize my ambitions in life, but also my heart.
Who helps with the kids, you're saying?
Yes. But my heart hurt for those girls sitting there because they have so much potential ahead of them and they can do whatever they want to do. And I have such close friends who chose to make their lives about homemaking, and that's wonderful. And I'm happy for them because I wouldn't begrudge anybody of their choice to be a homemaker, to be a mom, to go to work, to do whatever. But I just don't know why people have to try to put people in their places. Just let people live and encourage. So that was what I took away the most, aside from the fact that his mother's a brilliant scientist. So she did both.
Right. And put enough food on the table for him to go and become a kicker.
That's right.
So just wanted to say all that. Now back to the win-loss game.
Oh, yes.
How's that for a turn? Right? Where are we going to go? Brandon in St. Louis. What's up, Brandon? How are you, sir? Line six.
Hey, good morning, Rich.
What do you got there, Brandon?
It's always nice to talk to someone that escaped Gilead. Sorry, Rich.
Thank you for that. No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, very good.
Last time. I was just going to say the Packers.
We got the Packers.
Packers.
All right.
Yeah.
From St. Louis, Packers. Okay, very good. Here we go.
I was born and raised in Wisconsin. So.
Very good.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
We're starting in Brazil at Philadelphia, technically. What do you have?
Loss
in Brazil. Wow. Home for the Colts.
Win.
At the Tennessee Titans.
Win.
Sort of a LaFleur homecoming there. Minnesota and Aaron Jones in the house for the first time as an opponent.
Win.
At the Rams here in Los Angeles.
Win.
There's going to be a lot of cheeseheads in the crowd because Del Tufo's going to sell his tickets. It's not a night game. At home for the Arizona Cardinals.
Win.
You know, that was the game that you lost, and that's how Mike McCarthy got bounced. They're back for the first time. You say it's reversed. You're 5-1 home for the Texans.
Win.
6-1 at the Jaguars.
It's a loss.
6-2 home for the Lions.
Win.
7-2 out of the bye in Chicago.
I think the streak's going to end with this one. That's a loss.
Wow. So they take ownership back, according to Brandon in St. Louis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7-3 home for the Niners.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, Rich. I'm going to say that's a win.
8-3 Thanksgiving night against the Dolphins.
That's a win.
9-3 at the Lions.
That's a loss.
9-4 at the Seahawks.
Win.
10-5 home for the Saints on a Monday night.
Win.
11-5 at the Minnesota Vikings.
Win.
Oh, my goodness. And then you got the Chicago Bears.
We're going to close out the series with a win.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-4.
Awesome.
Says Brandon in St. Louis about the Green Bay Packers.
Well done. Good job.
Let's be fair and balanced. Mike in Illinois here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Rich?
You got the Bears here? You want to do the win-loss game for the Bears?
Yeah, the Bears.
Hit it. Home for the Titans, pardon me.
That's a win.
At the Texans.
That's a loss.
1-1 at the Colts.
That's a win.
2-1 home for the Rams.
That'd be a close game, but I think that's a win.
3-1 at home for the Panthers.
That's a win.
4-1 in London against the Jaguars.
That's a loss.
4-2 off the bye at the Commanders.
That's a win.
5-2 at the Cardinals.
That's a win.
6-2 is how Caleb Williams and the Bears start. Home for the Patriots.
That's a win.
7-2, home for the Packers.
Well, we need this win, but I think that's a loss.
7-3, home for the Vikings.
That's a win.
8-3 at the Lions on Thanksgiving.
That's a loss.
8-4 at the 49ers.
That's a loss.
8-5 at the Vikings.
That's a win.
9-6, home for the Lions.
That's a win.
10-6 against the Seahawks.
That's a loss.
And then at the Packers.
I think we find a way to win. We win that game.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 6. Thank you for the call, Mike in Illinois. And many people in Wisconsin think you should go urinate in a cup.
Oh. Adam just had to talk to me in the bathroom.
11-6.
If they win six games.
By the way, that sounds like Brockman's version of the Bears win-loss game. He thinks Caleb's going to go worst to first. 11-6. Let me see here. That's splitting with the Packers.
That's like borderline wild card playoff.
Hold on a minute. I'm talking about division win. The Vikings. And he's got them splitting with the Lions.
That's winning that division.
That's 4-2 in division and 11-6 overall. That's you're in the running.
Second.
You're in the running. Oof.
I love this.
But just sitting here thinking, okay, that's a great game for the Bears. Week 8, it's at the Commanders. It's Caleb versus Jaden Daniels, right? Week 2 at the Texans. The Texans being the team with Lovie Smith to win on the last day of the year started the whole process of the Bears being able to have back-to-back first overall picks.
Yeah.
One that they traded away and one that they earned by trading it away. Unbelievable.
Oof.
Joe Buck is going to be calling a couple of those games on Monday Night Football on ABC, joining us Hour 3. So we've got an 11-6 for Chicago. Was that Mike in Illinois, right?
Yep.
I've got to write this stuff down. And that was Brandon in St. Louis for the Green Bay Packers. All right? Okay. These are all marked down. And TJ, don't worry. I won't ask you to do the Cowboys today.
Oh, I wasn't going to.
Let him do it. I want to hear.
I'm going to do it tomorrow, though.
We've got a special guest doing the Patriots win-loss game at the end of this program.
Yeah. I'll do it on Friday going home.
You want to do that?
I mean, I always got to do them pretty early.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. Why not?
You'll do tomorrow?
I'll do tomorrow.
All right, let's do tomorrow.
Like I said, I'm like Bone Crusher. I ain't never scared. Let's go.
I think I saw Greeny do the Jets win-loss game. He had them winning.
The Super Bowl?
I think he had, with the way that he had it, did he have them winning 14 games?
Really?
Yeah, I think I had him losing 3 games.
I mean.
That's crazy.
Here's
talk.
A hint. 16-2.
For you tomorrow?
Maybe. Who knows?
You don't think about it until you're on the clock, right?
That's, you know, I got to keep my mind clear.
Okay.
You
know. Joe Buck, Hour 3. Suze is in for Chris. And there's you at 844. Look at all the phone lines.
I love
lit.
It.
You like it when the phone's lines
I
line
love
up.
A lit phone line.
Okay.
It's great.
I like an updated app.
I didn't even know you had to do that.
Wow, Susie. That's the friendliest fire out there. What? Mike, yeah. Be careful, because she defends you more than anybody else on planet Earth.
I take that back.
That's your Mikey,
number
one fan there,
you
Mikey.
Don't want to do that.
Joseph, coming up.
Don't want to do it.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, It's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith right? teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.